The story of the Bandratunda, often referred to as a bandstand or pavilion, started in 1882. The Recreation Ground Board was approached by architect Henry Edmonds, who submitted his plans for the rotunda. Edmonds probably had some tie to the town band. The design was considered both suitable and ornamental, and was approved of by the board. The estimated cost was between £70 and £80. It was decided that the pavilion should be erected at the knoll on which Mr. Furlong's mirror stood, on the south face of Cannon Hill. The board anticipated that the cost would be raised from the proceeds of concerts given by the town's band. Unfortunately, when the band was approached, they declined to make that commitment. Due to lack of finance, the rotunda was put on hold until 1885. At their meeting in November 1885, the Recreation Ground Board decided to erect a bandstand and ask the local architects to gratuitously supply a plan, capable of extension when funds permitted. In other words, they wanted to build it in stages. A deputation from the New Plymouth Town Band met with James Davis, the Recreation Grounds Board chairman, to fix a location. Again, the area where Furlong's mirror stood seemed to be the most acceptable location. At that time, Cannon Hill extended further south, so to accommodate their preferred location, part of the hill would have to be cut back, and one of the largest pine trees in the grounds, felled. The tree was probably planted on the opening day of the recreation grounds. At the board's December meeting, they received a design from architect James Sanderson, who in the early 1880s had been in partnership with Henry Edmonds. It was thought that the structure would be quite an ornament to the grounds. The rotunda was described as having a conical roof, supported on 8 pillars, which rested on an octagonal-shaped base of concrete. Iron railings ran from pillar to pillar, an entrance was by 4 steps which were continued all round the structure. At the meeting, Sanderson said he was willing to supply full detailed drawings and also offered to supervise the construction. In March 1886, Scott Brothers of Christchurch were asked to provide an estimate to supply the rotunda. The estimate was not well received by the cash-strapped board, and it was decided to ask Scott Brothers if they could supply the structure in parts. Fundraising started in September 1886, with a fancy dress ball organized by the foresters, followed soon after by a fireworks display. The board received £25 from the mayor, James Paul, who was one of the patrons of the ball, and £10.10 from the fireworks display. Work on the rotunda started by cutting back Cannon Hill and levelling a site for the foundation. This was done by Mr. Roberts at 5.5 pence a yard. The excavated earth was deposited below the dam in order to raise the pathway by the lily pond. It was noted in the April board meeting that Mr. Roberts had moved 151 cubic yards of material. The earthworks were finished by the beginning of March 1887, and Mr. Hooker, the contractor selected to build the base, began immediately. Unfortunately, 2 acts of vandalism caused delays in its completion. However, it was finished in time to be used by a band during Queen Victoria's Jubilee celebrations in June 1887. Another fancy fair was organised, raising £61.14. The board went back to Mr. Sanderson to see how they could progress. It is reported in the August 1888 board meeting that the plans of the proposed bandstand and the price from Oakey and Asher for erection, totalling £190, were approved. However, because the plans could not be executed in stages, it was put on hold until sufficient funds were available. Over the next 2 years, many fundraising events were held, until finally, at the end of 1890, the board was in a position to proceed. Tenders went out for the construction of the rotunda, organized by Mr. Mofflin, who appears to have taken over the project from Mr. Sanderson. The construction of the rotunda was awarded to T. Bond and Company, at a cost of £94.10. The cast iron components for the rotunda were manufactured by Scott Brothers Foundry in Christchurch, and arrived on the Takapuna in February 1891. Unfortunately, it was not as ordered. However, after renegotiating the price, the board accepted the structure. They were eager to get the rotunda finished before the start of the Taranaki Jubilee celebrations. On March 31, 1891, over 5,000 people attended a sports event in the grounds. This was followed by a pyrotechnic display in the evening, during which bands played on the newly erected rotunda. In 2013, the rotunda underwent a major restoration, at which time the roof was repainted, in its original colors of red and white stripes.